Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back live, the Tom and Tim Show.
Yes, it's holiday time. Happy Pesach, happy Easter, happy Festivus. And I am hoping that tomorrow that it is just a joke and Don Rickles will resurrect. We will roll the stone back from the tomb.
And he can show up with the sisters.
Yes, he would, too.
He would.
You hockey puck, you. My favorite story was, you know, with Frank Sinatra, because Frank Sinatra, you know, was very entitled near the end. And so he said that he was in a restaurant and Sinatra came in. So he went up to Sinatra and he begged him, please, 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 you know, you'll impress my date if you come over to the table. And my date will be impressed because, you know, that I know you. So they finished dinner and Frank Sinatra came over and said, hi, Don. And Don goes, Frank, get out of here. I'm having dinner. Can't you see? So
he also, the first time he met Sinatra, I think he Sinatra came into a theater where he was performing and Don said, oh, Frank, make yourself at home. Go hit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed that. He did walk that line, but it, you know, it was good the way he did it. And anyway, my family, of course, we all loved him. Something, there was a lot of love to go around the other day at the Golden Gate Bridge district. Yeah. You know, I won't belabor this. It's been extremely exasperating. And my inconvenience and lack of patience is nothing compared to the parents and families of the and their loved ones who have jumped, particularly the young people, but not exclusively. Finally, and I've always believed there was a little internal malfeasance going on. I will say that Dennis Mulligan, who's the general manager, has done everything possible. There was a misdirection of a bid, and it looked like the thing wasn't going to happen even after it's been delayed. You know, I was very upset and, you know, expressed all this. The district board has actually been good. So we put all the money together. They got, you know, the lower bidder who's going to start work. It's going to be 4 years. I hope I'm still around. If I'm not, I am coming back.
Absolutely. Just to be there when they open.
Yeah. And congratulations. I hope, I think. I really think it will need to be monitored so that there are no more fuck ups. Pardon me, but it did feel good even with the delays. And I know that the board itself, and I don't say this loosely, I know that they are committed. As opposed to previous boards. I mean, you know, we had people, Barbara Kaufman was on the board at the time. We came up with a design and she said it reminded her of the Holocaust. Tom Radulovich said, I can't support this because of the aesthetic of the bridge. Leah Schaum said, she was on the board. Well, I'm not sure I can support it if it takes money away from transportation. You know, people parsed it and had to ideas of what mental health issues were about around this and the responsibility of the bridge. And it's been thousands of people who have died. And well, we could have done something about it. So let's do it. Ta-da!
Yep. So, you will be tomorrow, Easter Sunday, you will be in the park, right?
With Hunky Jesus. Yes, yeah. I can't wait. Right, I'm going to see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And, you know, they're so together. They want me to talk about Sanctuary.
That's great.
When I'm there. And there's no problem. And I'm going to give them my mantra because we're also bummed by what's happening with Trump and Korea and China and Mothers of Bomb. I'm going to say, here's what I say. I say when they go low, I get high. So, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, that's good. And that's at Speedway Meadow tomorrow.
It's now Hellman Meadow.
It's now Hellman Meadow. And that starts at?
12 to 4.
12 to 4. All right.
And don't be afraid. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt. There's going to be, they always have a lot of fun. And Warren Hellman would love it.
Yeah, and he would love it.
Speaking of that, the Sanctuary City, it was pretty good.
We won a significant
Santa
victory.
Santa Clara and us. Yeah. And by the way, David Campos is involved in that, and he's kind of the spokesman for it.
Great.
I think that's cool. The Trump lawyer, was it a DOJ lawyer?
Yeah, it was a Trump lawyer who basically had to admit in court.
Ain't nothing going to happen.
That no, you can't legally force cities to be immigration cops.
Yeah.
And no, you can't legally take away their money if they don't. So basically, all he ended up saying that the Sanctuary City order from the president was going to be very, very narrow. So this is a victory for, I mean, it's
standing up. Yes. Yeah. Now let's, you know, with this guy Sessions, you know, the little dick, you know, they might find another way to punish us and then deny it. Anyway, let's reform Prop 13.
And, you know,
and make millions of dollars and we don't have to worry about
$700 million in San Francisco alone, I heard the other day, from Prop 13 reform. Well, and that's going to be, you know, it's going to be in Sacramento. It may wind up in the ballot.
It's going to have to. But I haven't seen the bill itself, but Skinner and Holly Mitchell have agreed to... have agreed to sponsor it, but they've delayed the introduction. I always get worried about delays. And, you know, basically they should take care of the loophole that the legislature can do that. Close the loophole that Willie Brown put in so that the big guys and girls get out of paying their property taxes.
And then
that would generate, and then we go to the ballot.
We go to the ballot for a split roll in 2018. Yeah.
Jelly roll, I always said. Yes. And then Iris Canada.
The application is in process to turn those units where Iris Canada was evicted and died into condos. The opposition to that application has been entered. So we will see in the next few weeks. It will come. The city planning department will have to approve it first. It will go to the planning commission, and then it will go to the board of supervisors. So this isn't over, and there's going to be a significant amount of organizing around this.
And the lovely London Bree, didn't she appoint two people to the planning commission as president? So
We'll see what they do.
And then, of course, I know you want to talk about PG&E, and they think they're Trump.
Well, you know, so there's a story in the Chronicle by Emily Green, who did a good job on her story. And her story
stick to that stuff and not the snarky crap.
Yes, her story says, you know, oh look, there's a homeless shelter and there's the Randall Museum that's just been renovated, and we can't turn the lights on because PG&E won't give us a connection. And that's all true, but there's a much bigger story here.
Of course, it's
which is that PG&E is trying to screw the city in every way they can to prevent us from any sort of use of our own public power.
That's right.
And they're basically trying to shake the city down for more than $600 million. And you know what it is, Tom? It's the last dying effort of a corrupt, crooked, old company got no future.
They're punks. Yeah. They're punks. They're punks. I know. Well, I'm glad that we're standing up to them. And I'm hoping against hope that this will be resolved because of bad publicity.
Yeah, you know, well, let's hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope so. I mean, you know.
And speaking of bad publicity, so now there's this little war, this little contretemps between two departments, the homeless department, you know, under Jeff Kotz, you know, they're making an attempt. They have counselors. They're going. So there seemed to be this agreement that this camp would not be cleaned up or caught in a sweep until certain things were in place.
Right. Like a place for people to go.
Right, and whoever it was, you know, I'm pleased. Rachel Gordon is in charge of DPW.
She's in charge of their media,
Give me some aspirin. So maybe it's probably that guy Mohammed who's been around. So they just walked in and did a sweep, and now they're calling it not a sweep.
Right.
You know?
And where was this encampment, Tom?
Oh, gosh. Where was it? Under the on the freeway, I think.
Yeah.
Under the freeway. Sorry about that.
No, it's near kind of the end of Cesar Chavez, or where Cesar Chavez goes under the freeway there.
So anyway, how can the city say that they're truly committed to solutions when you have this departments working against each other, and then of course going into denial mode, and people wonder why. There's no handle on the homeless situation.
Yeah.
It's not the homeless advocate's fault.
And no, of course not. And it's not the fault of the poor folks who are living on the streets because they got evicted and have no place else to go.
Well, there is a NIMBYism thing that's happening. You know, they want to build a navigation center, I think, in that area. And there's all this pushback. I think some of it's
but I think
the Northwest Burnham Club.
I know.
Which has never been,
I know.
Can I say, a rousing support of more progressive liberal ideas. However, and I'm sure they'll be offended by that, and good, because I'm offended by what they do. You know, what they did with the day laborers.
With the day laborers, et cetera. And there is opposition to the Navigation Center, but I think, you know, Hillary Ronan's going to get it through.
Yeah.
No, and it's going to happen. It's going to open.
She's a strong advocate. And, you know, and I like to see Navigation Centers in other districts.
Absolutely.
As well.
There needs to be one in D8, even though the supervisor from D8 doesn't want it.
Well, that's right. And what is that all about? You know, I don't think that the finger that he has on a pulse is not the pulse of what I think most people would accommodate to. It's a very narrow band of supporters. And let's see. Well, he'll be up for re-election soon enough.
Yeah. It'll be in the spring of next year.
Springtime.
About a year from now.
For Hitler. All right. In Germany. I think that's about it. Or Giants.
The Giants.
Buster Posey is recovering. I was there at that game. I heard that thwack. I thought for sure it would be even more serious. Thank God for the technology of the helmets now. But, you know, I think it got him right where the earpiece was. I'm not sure.
And he, you know, he clearly had a concussion. So let's hope he comes back.
Yeah.
Because we need him.
Well, he's our most valuable and kind of affable, amiable. He's a good face for the Giants themselves. You know?
Yep. So we'll hope for the best and go Giants. And we will see you next week.